brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Putin sets sights on Eurasian Economic Union. We have the White House putting out a new Homeland Security video hyping that white al-Qaeda is basically everywhere and is about to get you any minute. Obama warns the Tea Party is holding back the recovery. Really? I thought it was globalism and the deindustrialization of this country that had caused our standard of living to drop. But no, it's the Tea Party that runs absolutely nothing, but is criticizing the real problem, the Federal Reserve. I just can't get over how big it is that now Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry are all attacking the Federal Reserve and calling it treacherous and almost treasonous and all the rest of it in their desperate bid to become Ron Paul. I want to take your phone calls, but I do want to ask listeners to get this report out to everyone they know. And I've got a few points I'm going to get Paul Watson to add to the article. It's Big Sis' latest PSA, Big Sis' latest terrorist, more white Americans. And that's, again, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So important to get out to everyone you know. Right now, let's go to Michelle in Florida. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I was wanting to find out if anybody else, the viewers, last week on the debate, I watched it, and of course I thought Ron Paul did excellent. Well, I couldn't sleep that night. About 2:30 that morning, I went on Fox News to see how he was doing, because they had a poll saying, you know, who do you think won the debate? So I, of course, voted for Ron Paul, and it showed that he was had over 68% of the votes, and everybody else were in single digits. So I finally went to sleep thinking, you know, well, this will show them, and I got up the next morning. They didn't mention him on TV. So
yeah,
I went
they had 30,000 votes and change. We posted the numbers, and he won 16,000 plus, more than half, and Fox pulled the poll. Even Politico reported on that. Fox pulled the poll. And LA Times also reported on it. So did the San Francisco Chronicle. Fox pulled the poll and did not report on their own poll because he got more than all the other candidates combined. They didn't like that.
It made me so mad. I emailed every single person on that show and told them, you know, you claim to be fair and balanced. And I wrote shame on you to all of them. But
well,
anyway.
See, again, they're the fake conservative opposition meant to control and steer real constitutionalistic conservatives, libertarians. And so that's why they've said Ron Paul can't win. He's nothing. Oops, he keeps winning the polls. Oops, he got more votes than everybody else combined. Oops, everybody was giving him standing ovations. Oops, he lost by, you know, less than 1% against Bachmann, even though she bought 90-plus percent of her votes at the straw poll. She bought 4,000. She got 4,600-something votes. She bought 4,000. Let's say it again. She bought 4,000-plus votes. She got less than 600 total that were actually hers. Ron Paul won that, too. He's winning everything. He's the front runner. They're completely freaked out. They're pulling out all the stops. But it blew up in their face.
That's what I'm saying, because it's backfiring, because the people who really didn't maybe not know who Ron Paul was see that he's being slighted. So then now they're going to look him up and find out, well, who is he and what does he represent? So, you know, what they're meaning for evil, God's turning to good, in my opinion. So
absolutely. And even if they steal the election, steal the primaries, and Ron Paul doesn't win, he's going to be there for the next year injecting real issues into the debate and the campaign and building the awakening and the solidarity. We're the majority. Look at how he's winning. That's an illustration of that. But this helps us come together and lets us know our power. That's why I challenged him here on air and behind the scenes. Both times he's run for president in the last 4 years, I said, Ron, you've got to run, because regardless, you're going to have a bully pulpit. He said, you're right. And of course, I knew he was going to run long before he announced it, but I never tell tales until they're public. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com, or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Toll-free number to join us today on this live Wednesday edition is 800-259-9231. If you just joined us, the Homeland Security Department has put out another video. If there was any doubt that they are selling the new terrorist brand as white people and as Tea Party members, it is all over. We've seen the vice president, other big Democrats come out and say the Tea Party are terrorists. They're going to get violent. We've seen Chris Matthews now suddenly pushing it ad nauseum and putting out special TV reports like The Rise of the New Right, where he implies that myself and Ron Paul basically want violence with no evidence. We have seen countless other corporate media productions pushing this. We have seen now these Homeland Security training videos and the training manuals that federal marshals, state police, and others have sent us, where behind the scenes, the entire threat that they're training the police and military for is gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, people that want to audit the private Federal Reserve, people that want to get rid of the Federal Reserve System, because we are the real opposition. And so they don't want Hispanics, blacks, and others feeling like they're Americans and they're part of sovereignty. So they brand it that it's a white thing to be against the Federal Reserve. It's a white thing to want to be in the Tea Party. And not only is it a whitey thing, it's a terrorist thing. And now they have a new video out. It's posted at Infowars.com in the article by Paul Joseph Watson. And you also see Obama coming out now and saying that, again, his main threat is a lone terrorist, telling Wolf Blitzer that last night. You can see that the branding is going into high gear. And if you go to Infowars.com, and if you put it back on screen, I'll read it to folks. Thank you. Big Sis, latest terrorist, more white Americans. This is such a big deal. This is so huge. If you were doubting my predictions of years ago, if you were doubting my predictions of months ago, if you were doubting that this is going to happen, they are definitely going to stage terror attacks or provocateur terror attacks by funding mentally ill people, bare minimum, as a pretext to demonize anyone that criticizes the private Federal Reserve. And if I had to guess a target they'll hit, like I did before 9/11, saying they'll probably blow up the World Trade Center complex and blame it on their asset Bin Laden, if I had to pick a target, it would be something like the Federal Reserve, but a Federal Reserve that has a daycare in it. The globalists, the bankers will want to bomb kids, and then they'll have photographers when the firemen run out with bleeding children to get those photos. Just like Operation Gladio in Europe, where the U.S. government with NATO admittedly staged more than 200 bombings in Germany, Italy, you name it, to blame it on their political opposition. A true left-wing movement was rising in Europe in the 70s and 80s, so they had to stage terror attacks, blowing up school buses and other things, to blame it on them. When right-wing groups that aren't controlled by the bankers start rising, they'll stage attacks and blame it on them. This is the oldest trick in the book, problem, reaction, solution. And so we've got to get this new report out, because they put out a whole group of videos a month ago where every terrorist is a white person, every person that reports them is a, quote, minority with dark skin. The new video, it is the same story. They see a white terrorist, and the black police are called in to stop them. So this is absolutely incredible. And it only confirms that the train left the station and it's about to arrive at its destination, false flag terror, to fully flip what's already been flipped behind the scenes from Al-Qaeda Muslim threat to the domestic threat. And you see Obama saying it's now a domestic threat. It's a lone wolf. And they're also going to stage some attacks that are Muslim as well. And then brand the two together to make them synonymous with one another. I've tried to warn people as best I can. People do know about false flag terror, inside job now, self-inflicted wound, staged frame-ups. But we've really got to get the word out to an even greater level now so people are watchful of it. If you see something, say something. But you've got to say it to the media. You've got to say it yourself. You've got to say it on YouTube. You've got to say it in a place where you can't be censored. If you see the feds doing suspicious things, or you see contractors doing suspicious things, if you actually call the local threat fusion center, they're not going to respond. Just like the feds ran a drill the week of 9/11 with Tripod 2 as the cover of what they were doing. And then that drill came out, and the mayor first said, yes, we had a drill, then later said, no, we didn't have a drill. And then it turned out he had been lying. He was part of the drill of the World Trade Centers being blown up. That's right, a drill of the World Trade Centers being blown up, being destroyed the day it happened. That's so if good cops or good FBI catch the contractors in there getting ready to blow it, oh, it's part of the drill. What happened when the FSB got caught in 1999 planting bombs in a fourth apartment building? Three had been blown up in the suburbs of Moscow to blame it on the Chechens. What did the FSB then report? The FSB said, oh, we were just running a drill when they got caught in there planting the bombs. Local police caught them, and they said it's just a drill, even though the hexogen explosives were real. That's why they run the drills. They fund the terror attack through the drill. They bootleg it. Then if they get caught, or if NSA systems pick up chatter, then they say, oh, that's only part of the drill. Also, the overall chatter is a smokescreen so that other agencies can't discover what's happened. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm ranting here. I want to get into Ron Paul, though, before I go to your calls. Here are the headlines. Perry apes Ron Paul in attack on Fed cartel. Here's another one out of Reuters. White House denounces Perry as Republicans target Fed. Newt Gingrich, Bachman, Perry, all now trying to become Ron Paul while simultaneously attacking him. Because he has never compromised. He's always voted as he said he would vote. He's always voted for the Constitution. He really will try to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He will try to restore sound money and take the money power back under Congress, not the private Federal Reserve. So he is anathema to them. He is cyanide to these devils. Continuing. Rolling Stone. Rick Perry versus Ben Bernanke, round one. So they're really hyping this up. Bachman also takes aim at Federal Reserve. Michelle Bachman took aim at the Federal Reserve Tuesday after rival candidate Rick Perry caused a storm with his fierce criticism of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. I've been fighting on that issue since I came to Congress, Bachman told reporters after a stump speech to about 300 people at a drive-in restaurant in South Carolina. The Federal Reserve is not subject to transparency. The Federal Reserve has made terrible, grievous errors. No, they've helped consolidate power for the megabanks. They've done a great job. The government doesn't screw up when they get caught shipping cocaine in or guns into Mexico. They're doing what they're told. That's why they get rewarded and promoted. But if you expose the government drug dealing, you get shot in the face like Serpico, or you get demoted. She said, criticizing the central bank's quantitative easing programs of buying government bonds to lower interest rates and boost the economy. And she goes on to criticize the Federal Reserve. So the point is, Ron Paul is dominating, as the AP had to admit on Monday, that he's now dominating the debate and is the front runner in the Republican field of eight different people. He is dominating. He is winning. The straw polls are coming in second. He is winning. The scientific polls are coming in second. He's winning, winning, winning. So what do they tell you? He can't win. He can't win. He's a kook. He's too old. On and on and on and on and on. Like you're an idiot. Like you're a moron. Like you'll just go with whatever they say. That if they say you can't vote for him, that you won't. They're creating a false, self-fulfilling prophecy, treating you like you're a low-grade idiot. Now, let's go to this great new campaign ad, Ron Paul's new ad, The One Who Can Beat Obama. It's up on InfoWars.com. Get the ad. Get it out to everyone you know. Also, get the video on our YouTube channel that's gone completely viral, titled The Ron Paul Tipping Point. Get that out to everybody as well. While we still have these avenues to communicate. They're already putting the internet cybersecurity kill switch in place. They're already shutting off cell phones in entire areas of cities when there's a peaceful protest. They're already beta testing the total clampdown of society because they know they're illegitimate. And they know you're wise to the fact that the offshore banks have bought both parties. The only real person is Ron Paul. Let's go ahead and go to this new clip.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong, and true. Against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace. The one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Woo, man, that's good. I think I'm going to have to play that again when I come back. Yes, absolute veritas. That means truth, ladies and gentlemen, if you're public school educated like I am. Ron Paul never compromised. Ron Paul called it on the Federal Reserve in the Depression. Ron Paul who'll end the wars. Ron Paul that exposes the fake WMDs in Iraq. Ron Paul, who gets up and talks about CIA coup in America and how they ship the drugs in. Ron Paul, that's why they're all scared and throwing everything they've got at him, because he is the one. He is the leader. He is the spirit of 1776. He is founding Father Materio. We shall return. Stay with us.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Okay, let's go to Alan in Denmark, and then John, Woody, Austin, Henry, and others. Alan in Denmark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alexander the Great. How are you doing?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I have 2 points to talk with you about. One is border protection in Denmark. Here, a week ago, we have a lot of problems with the From Brazil, we are not allowed to have this border protection. We are basically not allowed to protect our borders. So we had a lot of problems with immigrants from Eastern Europe coming here and stealing copper and doing criminal stuff, you know?
Yes, I've seen the reports. That's what's really shaken the euro up, is that Eastern Europe is completely in a depression. Europe is in a deep, deep recession. And I have seen the reports that a lot of countries are wanting to put up their borders again, but the euro is saying, no, you joined us, you're not allowed to, and so there's huge crime sprees.
Yeah, so our politicians are basically speaking about getting out of the Lisbon Treaty.
Yes, and right as Europe, as countries start moving to get out of the Lisbon Treaty, which created the euro, what do you think of Merkel and Sarkozy announcing they're going to expand a financial euro, whether you like it or not, and literally destroy your sovereignty?
It's already happening, Alex. I'm sad to say, but it is. So,
by the way, folks, that's not my opinion. I've got three mainstream headlines saying the same thing. Here's the Daily Mail. Paris and Berlin launch a coup to control Eurozone, demanding right to dictate economic policy over the countries. So the end of sovereignty. Where Napoleon and Hitler failed to dominate Europe, they're succeeding through financial stealth.
Yes, it's very sad, but what can you do as a single person?
Well, are folks starting to wake up?
Yes, the young people are, but not the old people. The old people are still in the old media stuff, you know. They don't listen to your kind of stuff, you know. So,
well, it's up to you, Alan, in Denmark, to spread the word. God bless and good to hear from you. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've got a couple of quick things to bring up. What you were talking about, how the media is ignoring Ron Paul, is true, but it's not new. Go back to 1972 when George Wallace was trying to get nominated by the Democratic Party for the presidency. He won the Florida primary overwhelmingly. And that night, the NBC Nightly News had a special that was hosted by their left-wing bobblehead, Frank McGee. And he spent the first 28 minutes of the 30-minute program telling you how well the number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 candidates did. And at the very end of the program, he said, oh, and by the way, George Wallace won the primary.
So,
yeah, that's the way they operate. Now, another thing, let me urge all of your listeners to either call up Fox News at 1-888-369-4762 and leave them a nasty message or email them a nasty message every time that CFR bobblehead Charles Krauthammer gets on Brett Baer's program and keeps repeating that CFR slogan, oh, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, when he knows otherwise, and ask them, demand that they be fair and balanced, that whatever happened to their policy of being fair and balanced, and that I left them a message stating that since when is it the province of Charles Krauthammer to dictate how Americans are going to vote? Why don't you let the American people decide the issue? We don't need Charles Krauthammer to tell us who can win and who can't win, because Krauthammer is just a stooge for the CFR. You can look him up. He is a member of the CFR, and he is one of their talking bobbleheads trying to convince people that Ron Paul doesn't have a chance, when in fact he does have a chance if people will only show a little courage and vote for the man, and don't worry about the talking bobbleheads from the CFR.
Well, again, and in the case of the establishment being scared of George Wallace, who certainly know Ron Paul, the individual that shot him, if you look at that whole story, it's the classic staged, drugged up, lunatic who'd been in government hands, and then the staging of the diary years later being found to the supposed shooter. I don't think they're going to shoot Ron Paul, even if he starts winning, because they realize that would only turn him into an even bigger martyr. But we all need to be praying for Ron Paul, because I've never seen a system so scared of him. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I never have, Alex, but I think they will try to do something to either humiliate him, as they try to do with Rand Paul, or they will try to arrange for a convenient little accident.
Well, they already had Barack try to jump on him sexually, and luckily Ron Paul threw him off of him and got out of there. They'll probably say he's kidnapped women, like I said, Rand, or he worships Buddha. No kidding. They're going to throw the sink at him. We'll be right back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going straight back to your calls here in a moment and then to some of the international financial news, domestic police state, ATF false flag terror news, EU news, crime news. It is all coming up today. We're also going to be tracking what's happening in the stock market as well. But before I go back to your calls, please don't forget this radio broadcast is listener supported. And when you support our local sponsors, when you support our national sponsors, when you buy videos, books, T-shirts, ball caps at Infowars.com, you not only get tools to educate yourself to a higher level and then pass it on to friends, you also support this broadcast. And I want to thank all of you for your support over the years. We couldn't do any of this without you, and this show wouldn't have been a platform to help promote so many who are fighting and tyranny and getting the message of liberty out. So, again, I want to encourage everybody to visit the secure online video bookstore / Patriot apparel store at Infowars.com. Especially the ball caps, the new camouflage ball cap that's got the snake and it says Infowars.com, Liberty or Death. That is a bestseller. The best-selling T-shirt is the Liberty or Death snake shirt, red on black. People love it. And it has Infowars.com on the back. And you wear that out in public. You wear that to a Tea Party event. You wear that to church. You wear that to work. You wear that to the restaurant. You wear that to the mall. You wear that out to the cornfields where you're working. You wear that to the factory. You're going to meet the like-minded people in your area, and you're going to be shocked by how many people are awake. So you'll get a shirt that'll wake up those that aren't informed, that will help you reach out to those that are informed to meet them and to come together. Wear your colors loud and proud. Again, it's all available at Infowars.com. Also starting September 1st, that's coming up in a couple Thursdays, less than 2 weeks away, every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 30-minute news transmission, focused, condensed, power-packed news and information of the day, interviews, you name it. You've seen these special reports, some of which are 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours long. We're also going to continue to have those every week, some days, 5 days a week. And sometimes the news will end, and we will announce special report, and then a special report will continue with more in-depth coverage with the InfoWars Nightly News that for the next few months is going to have its own page on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to keep that system as well, but expand out with a whole new news site on a new platform. So if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you'll automatically then become a member of the news site as well. So again, your support of PrisonPlanet.tv is absolutely integral to the work that we're doing here. We also, of course, simulcast the live radio show 3 hours a day with the multi-camera shoot, a whole nother dimension of documentation and information. We have a higher quality audio podcast, commercial free, that's posted every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, expanded extras, many other great documentary films that we've been authorized to post, PrisonPlanet.tv, an armory of resistance going back now more than 8 years. Yes, it's tomorrow's network 8 years ago. It's tomorrow's network now. And we're building it into something that much stronger and more effective. Because we are the tip of the spear, and it's our responsibility. Believe me, sometimes when I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I'm sick of reading the news and sick of the globalist, I realize, hey, Alex, you're reaching millions and millions of new people every week, not just your millions of regular great listeners that are the core of getting the word out. You've got a responsibility in history to stand up against these tyrants. Don't wish later that you hadn't put out your maximum effort. So I'm asking you for your maximum effort to get our videos, make copies, air them on Access TV, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Terror Storm, Truth Rising. Give them to people. Make copies. It's having a giant effect. I get reports every couple days about, hey, this station in Tennessee, broadcast mainline TV, just aired your film. Hey, this big station in L.A. just aired the Obama Deception. Hey, this station in Tyler, Texas just is cutting up your live show every day and airing clips of it. Good. Don't ask permission to paint Infowars.com on your barn. Don't ask permission if you want to take part of the show and put it on local TV. Just do it. This is a war for liberty, a war against tyrants. Liberty is rising. All right, enough said. Keep getting call after call here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Okay, let's go to the calls here. Who's been holding the longest? So that would be Austin in Florida. Austin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you about a couple of signs I've seen here in Central Florida that reveal how the police state, you know, really continues to expand in our communities. First off, I saw a Lynx bus the other day. That's our public transit system. And the bus had a giant TSA advertisement on the side of it with, you know, a big smiling female TSA agent, and had lettering down the side of it that read something to the effect of, you know, TSA protecting your freedoms. And it's just showing how they're like, really,
oh my God, let me stop you right there. Okay, I know they've got in 9,000 locations giant telescreens going in, and many, they've already gone in many areas right out of 1984, saying don't trust anyone but government, everybody's a terrorist. I mean, they're really getting ready for total martial law. And now they're running PSAs on TV about you know, the Tea Partiers are terrorists, the white people are terrorists. That report is up on Infowars.com, a new chapter in that. But you're telling me the buses now, because they've announced they're going to be on the streets everywhere. Can you imagine? Well, I'm not going to fly because you want to grab my wife's breast or stick your hands down my pants. Oh, you're not going to fly, Jesse Ventura? Well, we're going to be on the streets. And I've got newscast out of Florida a year ago where it shows children being frisked at the bus station. So you're telling me you have to look at this smirking evil where they just ram down our throat the total end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Tenth Amendment, way outside their bounds? You're telling me it's now on a bus?
Oh, yeah, man. It's complete tyranny. And, you know, I looked online and I just did a Google search of Lynx Bus and TSA, and it comes up, the TSA website comes up, and back in 2007, Lynx got, of course, a $1 million federal grant to, quote, train its drivers and other staff on how to spot terrorists and other bad guys.
And by the way, now they're putting cameras on all these buses, and what do you see in the news? I saw it last week. Mother arrested for spanking child. And so the kid's out of control. You spank him, it's not even illegal. Boom, Homeland Security. Boom, federal cameras watching you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're already flipping the whole police state apparatus from, quote, the Muslim terrorists, and that was all fake as well, to now the American people in general. I'm going to search that right now because I want to get that to Watson. That is absolutely huge, huge news. So they're called Lynx buses in Florida. How do you like Lynx, like a cat?
Yeah, L-Y-N-X.
Oh my gosh, it's school transportation security awareness in public schools. There's Homeland Security. Is that the page you found, or did we find something else on Homeland Security website?
No, I actually found that on the TSA website.
No, I know. I'm on the TSA Homeland Security subsite, and it shows kids in a yellow school bus. I'm saying, was this a transit bus you saw?
Oh, yeah, it was just a regular old transit bus that drives around the university area. I'm a student at UCF.
Again, but, where is the federal jurisdiction with your local school buses and local transit authorities? They are putting out PSAs showing TSA in the mall. In the mall, at football games. They are now showing up at public schools. A federal judge ruled that you're allowed to stick your hands down somebody's pants if the TSA trains you. So if the TSA waves a magic wand, no more Fifth Amendment. Now people are getting yearly and monthly visits from the census outside of the census year. I mean, it is just a total power grab. Could this be any creepier? Let me ask you this question. What do you think now of the complete rollout that it's the evil anti-Fed, Ron Paul, returning veteran conservatives, that we're the new terrorist, and Obama saying it, Biden saying it? I mean, how creepy is this complete rollout?
Oh, yeah, it's totally creepy, and you can see it coming all along, you know. And I wanted to ask you one more thing. Have you heard of the Kicks for Guns program?
I know all over they've got programs to buy back guns, which the police admit creates the image of people lined up turning in guns ahead of real gun confiscation.
Right, yeah. Now you see these billboards, I've seen them here in Orlando, that in big bold letters it says, turn in your guns, no questions asked. And I looked it up online because it was kind of vague. I didn't even know what the billboard was about. And yeah, it turns out you can turn in your unwanted guns and you get a gift card. You know, so you can turn in your weapons and you get, you know, something to put you into the fiat money system.
Well, it's the idea of turn in your guns. It's like all over the country they have ads. 11% of Texans now have warrants out for them. Total police state, 11% of Texans. That's the latest numbers. And they run these ads every few months. I'm like, it's Roundup this weekend. The police are coming to your house. It doesn't matter if it's parking tickets. You're going to jail. It's Roundup. Roundup. So turn in your guns. Homeland Security signs. It's Roundup. Roundup. And they use those terms so when there's real roundups, everybody is just acclimated and conditioned. Yes, I'm aware of that. But Jaron, please send that to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo right now. That is so huge. TSA rolls out billboards on transit buses. We got to find a photo of that. I did find the TSA saying they're taking over the school buses and also, of course, rolling into the schools in places like Albuquerque. No, it's Santa Fe. But man, I wish you'd have got a photo of that on the side of the what it says that TSA is here to help.
Yeah, it was like protecting your freedom or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Protecting my freedom to have you violate my wife and children so that I can't fly. because I don't want to be groped. And now their answer and response is, no, that is protecting your freedom. Unbelievable, sir.
And what are they going to do with these guns that everyone is turning in? How do we know that they're not going to just ship them to Mexico?
Sir, that's actually where the ATF, we now learn, isn't just doing it out of gun shops. Actually, they're in Florida. The ATF has been shipping them to the drug gangs. Because they're the drug gangs going after the other drug gang that didn't launder their money with them. The government is drug dealing, child kidnapping criminals on record. I mean, it's on record that the Pentagon with DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings. On record, Chicago Tribune. They are, the government is so criminal, again, they took the death benefits of all the troops 11 years ago in a secret deal that's now public and nobody gets in trouble. Folks, stop being naive. The minute we wake up to the full horror, most cops aren't criminal. Most bureaucrats aren't criminal. Most lawyers aren't criminal. Most school teachers aren't. We're just a bunch of ninnying people that accept absolute tyranny because it's always packaged in you know, some reasonable way. And, oh, there's still football games on TV. And, you know, there's still the sports icons. And there's all this entertainment and all these smiling faces dressing it up like everything's okay. And, oh, there's not a depression, even though we're in a depression. It's a total projection of false reality. And we've got to wake up from this thing. I appreciate your call, Austin. Great call. Man, it's always worse than I think. So Orwellian, so right out of a dystopic science fiction movie to have telescreens and spy squads and protecting your freedom, TSA, who's destroying the 10th Amendment, way outside their jurisdiction, annihilating liberty, and to just have them ram down your throat. You go to Walmart, we've got video of it, telescreens saying, report everybody, only Homeland can be trusted. And meanwhile, they're the terrorists shipping the guns into Mexico. They're the terrorists getting the underwear bomber on the plane, the shoe bomber on the plane, the head of Al-Qaeda hanging out at the Pentagon. I mean, it's just, we're in so much trouble, folks. And only the naivete is allowing it to happen. America is dead, 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 dead as a hammer, dead as a doornail if we don't wake up to this. I can't believe it. I understand why a lot of you are in denial, because this stuff is so hardcore. I mean, it is so hard to believe this is really happening. It's hard to believe that we have the government documents and have shot videos and made films and posted it where, going back 50 years, the federal government's own scientists said this sodium fluoride will cause cancer. They had studies back to the 20s. It will reduce IQ. Do not put it in the water. And they just called them conspiracy theorists. They know it gives a sevenfold increase in bone cancer alone. Don't believe me? Just type in fluoride, bone cancer, sevenfold increase. You'll get mainstream government documents. They know it reduces IQ. They know it causes all sorts of autoimmune problems and massively accelerates different types of diabetes and joint problems, arthritis. They know it. 71% of the country has it pumped into the water, along with hundreds of other chemicals that they're allowed to add under the name fluoride, including uranium. I've been telling you about that for years. Suddenly, all over the country, they have local news going, yes, there is uranium being added to the water, but it's good. I mean, you cannot make it up. I wish I was a liar. I wish it wasn't true every minute. I love my children. I love this country. But we have such incredible psychopaths running things. Again, it's very positive how much folks have woken up. They've shown that they're ready to fully wake up. But it's going to take some real gut checks to get out of denial. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have Henry in California listening on XM Channel 166. Henry, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm wondering if you can help me out with something personal. I was in the Air Force back when the Minot Air Force Base incident happened. And, you know,
when they shipped all, what, three nukes down to Louisiana?
Now, see, that's the thing, Alex. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that film, Waltz with Bashir, how they describe. Have you ever seen that film?
What film is that?
Waltz with Bashir.
I don't believe so.
Oh, you should see that. That's a film about Israelis in conflict. But he goes in to describe how the individual soldier, you know, is really stuck in the fog of war and, like, can't really. Because
It really gets
well, a whole bunch of the soldiers who were at Minot and saw the weird nukes being stolen, they're probably going to try to blame it on Iraq or something, those cruise missiles. A lot of people died who witnessed that. But I'm going to stop interrupting. You were getting off into a movie, but first, you say you want to get my advice about something at Minot, the missing nukes?
Yeah, just because I was trying to, you know, it's kind of like my personal thing now. I was, you know, there when they had the stand down day, and it's really hard for me to talk about. I'm getting kind of choked up. And so then if you could give me any information, you see what I'm saying? From the individual's perspective, it's very difficult to understand just what was happening, because all I remember was just, you know, craziness. I remember trying to tune into you. You know, the internet had you blocked, you know, on the basis, of course. People were actively saying, you know, this seems real suspicious. And you were just bringing up the planned attacks. See what I'm saying? From, you know, the outer space aliens. You know, what would be worse than cruise missiles?
Well, that's right. Again, the CNN calling saying it'd be great to have aliens attack because that would unify us, but we'd have to stage it. And then all these other advisors saying we need terror attacks. Like, we're idiots and don't see them all over the news saying terror attacks will help Obama. And then Obama comes out and says, the Tea Party's about to blow stuff up. Tell them, Biden, that's right. I mean, it's 100% scripting like we're idiots. They talk to us like we're unconscious morons because a large portion of the population is in a mind-numb stupor. But I'm going to come back to you, Henry, listening on XM Channel 166. I want to hear from you about what you saw that day.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
I want to simply for new listeners. If you've studied history, you know any time you build an extremely powerful government, even if good people built it who were misguided, it will be taken over by corrupt individuals. They will seek to get control of it because that is the ultimate power on this planet, to wage war, to steal money, to shut down your competition. That's why tyranny is the norm all over the world. That's why third world countries that have more resources than the U.S. live in squalor, because the military just takes over. Or an oligarchy financed by megabanks takes over. And that's the end of it. And that's the end of your society. And there is a military-industrial complex, total police state takeover, that has happened. And it was built ahead of the design collapse of America. And now they've scripted that Americans that don't want to be slaves are terrorists. See, the government wouldn't have the moral high ground because it's illegitimate and run by foreign banks if it just came in here and said, we're taking over, we're raising your taxes because we pay it to foreign banks that put us in power, and we're going to shoot you if you fight back. The cops and the military would say, we're not going along with that. But if they nuke Chicago and say that a Tea Party military person got a nuke and did it, your neighbor will probably come over and try to lynch you. They'll be all emotional. They'll buy into CNN and Fox. They'll be in a big pity party, and they're going to come after you. If Obama nukes a city, even mainline conservatives will start worshiping him. You will see this. They will start worshiping him and calling for their neighbors to be torn to shreds. They will say, I'm not part of the Tea Party now, and just to prove themselves, they'll go over and gun down their neighbor who's got an American flag. You're with the terrorists. They could wrap a nuke in an American flag and nuke Chicago, and Americans would pull down American flags and desecrate it and would burn effigies of George Washington. If the media said, George Washington nuked you, people that support George Washington nuke Chicago, they would pull down George Washington's image and stomp it in the street. I'm not joking. Because Americans have been trained to act like children. It's fun to get upset and fun to be conned and fun to be suckers. And let me tell all you suckers up front who are new listeners, the New World Order is going to destroy you, okay, if you don't wake up and stop sucking your thumbs. Now, finishing up with Henry in California, then we'll get to James, Woody, Kurt, Chris, and others. Tell us what you saw at Minot there in the Dakotas at the nuke base. Because this is admitted the three nukes came up missing and it was impossible that could have happened and somebody was trying to divert them. What happened that day on the base?
Alex, I think you misunderstood me. I was not at Minot. I was in Air Combat Command, Strategic Air Command.
Okay, but still, those are the folks over the nukes. So what did you witness?
Well, the thing is that I remembered that there was something called Solid Curtain Citadel Shield going on. Is that correct? Because Alex, I'm really just like, I was just really one of the low guys. I was like an airman. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah, there were a bunch of drills going on. Continue.
And everything was locked down all the time. And now here's the thing. They told us this was like one of the world's, premier things that would ever happen. This has never happened. It's like you see a comet, that hyperbolic comet that's coming in. It's like you're going to see this once and never happen again. That wasn't just like a broken arrow. It was like a bent arrow, where they claimed to lose the missiles, and then they sent us all out on this like namby-pamby safety check, but I mean, we're talking about missing nuclear warheads, and that the thing is that the anniversary is coming up pretty soon, so that's why I was just wondering if you happen to know anything that would happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, the intel on that was Cheney tried to steal those nukes, and then people blew the whistle in the military, so they had to kill a bunch of people. There were a bunch of deaths, so they need to get those nukes going off so we learn how to worship the tyrants. It's real simple.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.